Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome aboard WKOK's live telephone
show. Turn your microphone on.
Mine is on.
I can't hear anything. Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, you can hear Joe. Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, well, I can't hear myself.
You're deep. You're so deep you can't even hear you.
I can't hear myself. 1, 2, 3, 4, test. Oh, there we go.
It was always there, Joe. You were always there. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I've been off
all
for
right.
4 days.
Welcome to our life, folks. Joe, whose hearing aids are...
You're toying with me, I can tell.
When do you... I'm not doing anything. When are you going to get hearing aids?
Huh?
See? When? Are you thinking about that or you're
no,
not going to do
thinking.
It?
I have perfect hearing.
That's a good one. All right, I got to write that down.
You write it down.
Guy
you laminate
comes,
that for your wallet.
Guy comes into the On the Mark studio, can't even hear his own voice in the headphones.
Well, the music was loud. I didn't think I was on. That way I pin it on Rob. He led the music to
that. Oh, that is another falsehood. Oh, my gosh, you're wound up today. All right. Well, welcome on board, everybody.
That's because I skidded on the way up here.
It is the Martin Luther King Day observed in the U.S., and to that we pay tribute to his goal of creating unity in the United States. So we give him our salute. And so welcome on board, everybody.
Yeah, we could use him now.
Because
the current administration isn't doing anything at all like that.
Well, you know, he was also pretty divisive. So, you know, of course we could use somebody that could draw us together. Was Martin Luther King always successful in that, or did he create more division?
Well, like everybody else, he was a flawed human being in some respects, but his overriding message was that change comes about best when it's been done peacefully.
What was his flaw?
Well, there were marital issues and allegations that apparently have some substance that he was, I won't say a womanizer, but let's just say he was enamored of the opposite sex.
Mm. Okay. Well, so he's... All right, so Martin Luther King
was... Like everybody else,
was
he's
human.
A human being, right.
Everybody, so all right. So, yeah, Joe's a history buff, so he's familiar with all the latest allegations against our touchstone characters from
history.
Well,
but the worst thing was what J. Edgar Hoover did to him, trying to get him to commit suicide.
Oh, dear. How did he do that?
By threatening to expose him to his family.
Oh, because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. So I didn't even know about that. But that's not why we're gathered here. So, but if we wish to talk about that, give us a buzz and let us know. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. On the Mark, sponsor by the Sunbury Motor Company. So we thank them for being our good sponsor. I got to tell you all about them. They're our family own dealership since 1915. They're located on 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Over on 11 and 15 is where you find Ernie and Austin. They're over there right now wearing sweaters and they're ready to go. They even help with the shoveling and the little sidewalk under the portico there and putting down salt and making sure that everything's 100% ready for you. They would love to see you. They parked all the cars over there in one little tight cluster over in the corner, which is crazy. So now they're in the process of moving all those back. But you can go over there or you can go to Sunbury. Check out Jason, who's one of the great salespeople there, or Jeff, who's one of the neckties there. They'll help you out, and they are folks that would just love to super serve you, put you in your next vehicle. They're in the process of clearing off the vehicles, but if you come in there and point to one of them and say, oh, I would love to have that one, guess what? They'll get you hooked up in a hurry. So the Sunbury Motor Company, super serving their customers for more than a century, would love to do that again today on this day. SunburyMotors.com is a great place to start. That's where I always start my truck searches, and you can do the same thing, sunburymotors.com. All right. We have asked for someone to dial 1-800-795-9565, and one person's got it on memory redial.
Yeah, I do, actually.
he has it listed on his contacts. I'm irritated, so he says to his phone, I'm irritated, and it calls on the mark. So
Oh, I haven't set it up like that yet, and I don't know if I can do that, but I'll try. Anyways, over the weekend on Saturday, there was a terrorist attack in Texas by a British national that came here, and he took hostages at the synagogue there, and I think it was around Fort Worth is what I heard. And he wanted, he was demanding the release of some Pakistani or Afghani doctor, I forget which it was.
She has a degree in some kind of space age stuff. She has a PhD degree, bright lady. They call her what? Lady Al Qaeda?
The terrorist?
No, the woman he was trying to free from prison.
Okay.
Right. So you know, it's a terrorist attack. My understanding from the news reports is that the FBI had a hard time calling it a terrorist attack at first, although the whole thing was being live streamed when it started, because the synagogue was live streaming their service that they were having at the time when he barged in and took the hostages. Now, he is a British national. He came here on a tourist visa. My question is, how does a British national here on a tourist visa get himself a gun?
Probably not legally.
Not only that, he had a rather lengthy criminal record in England.
Aha.
So there's another. Aren't we supposed to vet tourists coming in that have to come in on a visa? Aren't they vetted?
Maybe outlaws don't.
I mean, I've never traveled internationally, so I don't know what happens, you know, to get a visa to go somewhere. Now, I'm asking that question. Doesn't our government, that's supposed to be in control of the safety of the nation?
He was not on any no-fly list or any terrorist list, but he did have a criminal record.
So when he went to the embassy in the U.S. to get the visa, they didn't check his criminal background just because he wasn't on a no-fly list?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the federal government what the requirements are, what the ambassadors set up in their different countries, or what the requirements are. I'm not certain either. I haven't been to England any time recently, or any time at all, for that matter.
I was just asking. I mean, we tend to not like to let criminals in the country, although they are flowing across the border daily down at the southern border because of what's going on in our government.
Well, apparently he chose that area because Siddiqui, the woman he was trying to free, is in prison, which is another interesting question, in Texas. So why isn't she, they called her the most dangerous woman in the world, and why isn't she at Guantanamo Bay?
Because she's a doctor with a PhD or whatever she has there, and they figure she's a little above that, although she's working with Al-Qaeda and those things.
Well, she's threatened to kill Americans. She's really radicalized.
So you want to put more people at Guantanamo?
I want to put her there.
So they can be lost forever. Okay.
Off U.S. soil. Well, I mean, off U.S. soil would be the best place for her. Off continental U.S.
Okay.
Would be the best place. I'm just asking these questions because, you know, Biden says everything's okay. When I first heard it, before all the information was put out where he came from, I was assuming it was probably one of these guys that came across the border illegally. But here he is. He gets a visa through our government and comes into the country, gets a gun from somewhere. So there must be some contacts here in the U.S. that they need to find out about.
The reporting
he
I heard,
gun,
Stan, the reporting I heard said he bought it on the street.
Bought it on the street. Uh-huh. Well, that's what they're saying, but they don't know that 100% for sure. He could have contacts in here of other radical groups or radical cells.
Well, they
just
arrest-
throwing that out there because we don't know. And until the FBI does a thorough investigation, if they ever do, we'll probably never know. When they have a hard time calling it a terrorist attack.
They did arrest two teenagers in England who supposedly are involved with him in this attack.
Well, they took them in for questioning because they don't necessarily want to link them, is what I heard in one news report. But anyways, there's something going on here that we need to know more about because it could happen
again.
Well, it's
less than 24 hours old. Do you think that in the hours ahead and days ahead we will find all your questions get answered?
No, but I agree with Stan that the FBI's initial response was troubling.
Okay.
I mean, they made it sound like this wasn't a terrorist attack, and even the rabbi at the church said it was a terrorist attack, or a synagogue, rather.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, they can find out what certain people eat for breakfast the day before something happens, but they can't find out what was going on with this guy, you know, within 24 hours? I find that hard to believe. But we'll have to wait and see, correct?
They didn't want to offend Tlaib.
And this is President Biden's FBI. That's the bottom line here, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Well, it is, but the FBI has been causing problems for the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years. That's a proven fact. So what, you know, not all the FBI, I'll put that out there, there are good FBI agents, but the leadership in the FBI, there seems to be problems with.
And
we need to sort that out.
Yeah, you'd think creating a Department of Homeland Security would have further defined and refined and made more easy the FBI's job, but it doesn't. It seems to have complicated it hopelessly.
Well, that was the point of it, you know, for interagency communications
right.
to help stop these type of things.
But I'm not sure Tom Ridge was successful.
The State Department didn't do its job and check background.
Tom Ridge has been long gone from there. Don't blame him.
Well,
he set it up.
20 years ago. No, but 20 years ago, he helped get it started, that's all.
Well, it doesn't mean that he messed it up.
I didn't say he did. All right,
no,
we got you,
I believe
you,
the people in control now are messing things up royally, but that's just my opinion. So, y'all have a great day, have a good holiday, and I hope everybody upholds the, you know, the thinking of Martin Luther King to judge everybody by the character of their heart, not the color of their skin.
Amen.
Have a great day.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Would make a great world.
Great to
it?
Hear that. It's good for you, Stan. All right.
Thanks,
thank
Stan.
You so much. Tom,
thank
you're
you.
On the mark. Next caller, go right ahead.
Yeah, you're on the mark. Correspondent there is not doing a very good job for you.
Well,
Stanley.
He's a good first caller with a lot of unanswered questions. What's wrong with that?
Well, he's not doing a very good job for you at all because he skipped, because he thinks there was no insurrection. He says there was no insurrection. So he fails to mention this Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers who bought, the guy had $33,000 worth of ammunition and guns and night vision goggles and light laser lights to shoot in the dark. He bought some of it in Texas. He bought some of it in Mississippi.
So obviously he was interested in sedition. That's what he's charged with. So obviously he's interested in that. But that doesn't mean the whole event was an insurrection.
He's not interested in it because he didn't bring it up.
I said,
if anything that has to do with guns or anything like this, Stan brings it up right away. He'll call and say, guns, this and that there, you know, and never even mentioned it. Well, never brought it up.
Did Rhodes get caught with a gun in the White House?
He didn't bring it up
in the Capitol?
Because he said there was no insurrection because there was no guns. Well, there was guns.
So Rhodes had a gun in the Capitol?
They have video of them unloading the guns and putting them in the hotel over in Virginia.
Were there guns in the Capitol?
They rented three rooms.
Were there guns in the Capitol?
They didn't pull it off. Why do you think those guys, those Oath Keepers, there was a whole bunch of them that went into that Capitol building with bulletproof clothing on it and helmets and all this and that? You know why? Because they were expecting them to bring the guns over. It never took place because, from what I understand, is the reason why it never took place is because there were too many Trump supporters there, and too many people would have got in the way, and too many people would have got killed. That's my understanding of the reason why it never took place. But they were ready.
Okay, and because
they had all this stuff already.
Of the thousands of people that were there, if you were charged with sedition, does that make the whole thing an insurrection?
Yeah, it's actually, according to what they're saying, this seditious conspiracy is actually worse than an insurrection.
Well, okay. Prosecutors
because
say
they were going to kill a lot of people, and they had this guy, this Stuart Rhodes. He was on this nut job Alex Jones's show, and he was shooting his mouth off that this was going to happen a long time ago.
Tom, the prosecutors say the lead defendant, Rhodes, sent this message to other Oath Keepers on Christmas Day 2020. He said, quote, "I think Congress will screw President Trump over. The only chance he has is if we scare the S and excrement out of them."
No, there's a lot more.
This is an NBC story. "Out of them and convince them it will be torches and pitchforks time if they don't do the right thing. They were not indicted for having weapons. They were indicted for being part of a conspiracy to hold up or to block the legal transfer of power in this country.
Right, which is insurrections, a takeover, and typically armed, but it doesn't have to be. But it's a takeover of the government. They really don't want
to
take over the
scare Congress, not right. to, you know, so.
So I don't think it's an insurrection. It's obviously a terrible, awful, violent, felonious,
disgusting,
traitorous, ridiculous, and all the adjectives that Stan does use to describe this. But it isn't an insurrection. But that's fine. Tom, if you want to call it one, go right ahead. You can call it whatever you want. You can call it a day in the park if you want to. We'll let you wrap up. Go right ahead.
You guys turned the sound down so low when you cut me off that I couldn't hardly hear what you said.
Oh, sorry.
You do that all the time.
You turn
the sound down and you guys talk, and I can't hear nothing.
Well, you have to turn your phone up, I guess.
Well, no, maybe there's...
The phone's as high as it can get. I mean, you guys want to play this down because you guys weren't talking about it either.
Well, not playing it
playing
down.
It down. Trump's
yeah,
a bit
you're not playing it down. This is pretty serious stuff when you have guys... When you have all this... When a guy buys... What happened to there? Why isn't Stan talking about this guy that bought all these guns? Don't you think the gun shop should have been suspicious? He bought it in several different gun shops, so it wouldn't, you know, total $33,000 at all at one gun shop.
All right.
He spread it out, but don't you think these gun shops should have been suspicious?
We'll ask Stan to comment on the sedition charges tomorrow.
The same story that I was... Actually, the story agrees with you more than it disagrees with you, but you stopped it immediately when I started reading it. The indictment alleges that as early as November 22, 2020, a Florida branch of the Oath Keepers conducted a training in unconventional warfare. In December, the North Carolina chapter held a training session that focused on vehicle operations, roadblocks, vehicle recovery, convoy operations, setting up hasty ambushes and reacting to ambushes, and how to fall into formation when we assemble. Now, that certainly doesn't sound like they were planning anything peaceable, but they didn't do what Mark correctly identifies as an insurrection. They weren't armed, and their intent wound up being to scare people.
Joe, that the reason that it didn't happen is because something happened and they couldn't do it. And from what I'm understanding, and they'll get to the bottom of it, from what I understand, the reason they think they didn't do it is there were too many, they didn't expect that many Trump people there. There were too many people in there, and too many people would have got killed.
Okay, so
that's the reason I understand. I don't know. They'll get to the bottom of it, but this thing was all planned out. And just because it didn't happen doesn't mean that you just forget about it.
No, but I think what would be telling is if you could find a direct link between President Trump encouraging the Oath Keepers to do something wrong. And I don't think that exists.
Just, they just might do that.
It'll have to be made up at this point.
It'll
have to be made up.
They just may find out that Donald Trump was involved and a bunch of these nut job congressmen like Gosar and Jordan... And it's to people like this and this
Green.
Scott Perry. They may find they
Chuck
may eventually
Schumer.
Find out that they were involved. Who knows?
I don't think so.
I don't think
he's
Nancy
a wild
Pelosi
Trump supporter. Chuck Schumer's not a crazy Trump supporter. He may be crazy.
Well, I mean, there's been no evidence so
Thank
far
you,
that President Trump encouraged
Thank
the other keepers.
We'll see what comes out, but Stan glossing over this.
Oh, no, he gave us a response.
He brings up everything
he
about
texted,
guns all the time.
He texted
because silence
in.
Isn't golden, Stan. It really isn't.
It's a texted response, so we'll read it when we come back. We got to go, Tom.
Nice, Tom. Appreciate your call as always.
Thank you so much. All right. 1-800-795-9565. We have actual sedition charges against some of the Oath Keepers who were involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. So now we know it was an insurrection because of this. Not.
Their goal wasn't to overthrow the government.
No.
It was to stop.
Still. Honestly, it was a we're having a ridiculous argument over one dumb
Semantics.
Word. Right. Okay. Well, let's call it an insurrection. Let's call it. And let's say the snow that we had outside was a blizzard. Let's just start stipulating that, Joe. The snow we had this morning was a blizzard, and the Capitol attack was an insurrection. Okay, so moving on, folks. Are you happy now?
Well, we didn't have a blizzard, and we didn't have an insurrection. We had a riot.
Come on.
We had a riot and a snowfall.
All right, a rowdy riot. We're 100% clear on that. All right, to be continued. 1-800-795-9565. We'd love to hear from you on these topics. Yeah, the Oath Keepers arrest happened after our last show was on the air, so we didn't get a chance chance to talk about that, but we can. 1-800-795-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hey, man, hey, wow, that pretty, man. That,
good
that's
music,
rough.
Man. Yeah. Everybody jumps up and dances around the room. Sit down, Joe, and read the top to bottom there.
Somebody mentioned Ronald Reagan?
No, okay. You were dancing with the music.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody said Ronald Reagan. Let's see. Tom, laughing out loud. You're being a mind reader. Awesome skill you have there. I guess you can't read Biden's mind. There's no mind there to read. Another one. Tom, buying guns isn't illegal in any quantity. It's called the Second Amendment. And let's see. Tom, where was your outrage in 2020 when Black Lives Matter and Antifa were looting, burning, and killing cops and civilians?
That's my favorite one.
Right. And Tom, if it's proven these guys committed crimes, they will be convicted. And boy, Tom generated a lot of emails here or texts. Tom, the cops were shooting unarmed protesters. That's a good reason for a bulletproof vest.
Well, not until they took over the Capitol. They didn't just say, oh, hey, there's a unarmed protester. Boom!
Yeah, well, if I go there with a bulletproof vest, I think you could make the assumption I'm expecting to be shot at.
Expecting trouble. Well, it doesn't matter. You can have all the expectations you want. You ain't going to get shot until you threaten somebody.
Okay. And then, hey, Tom, is there a law against having guns and ammo? There have been no insurrection charges filed, Tom. That's not exactly true,
is it? Well, sedition charges
were filed. Sedition, which is pretty close to...
Right. I don't think there is a such thing as just called insurrection, is
there?
No,
sedition would certainly be the charge.
Right.
That's what the Oath Keepers were charged.
That's its little brother.
So. I'm an insurrection. Here's my little brother, sedition.
Well, and I don't think there is a... Maybe I'm wrong. I certainly have been wrong repeatedly on this show. I don't think there is such a thing. It's just a charge called insurrection.
I always like the term seditious behavior.
Right.
You know, and I certainly think in some regard it was that. So we'll have to look up sedition.
I like the mind-reading comment. Like, I know how conservatives feel about this. I can read their minds. All right. Good comment, Stan. Thank you for that. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Well, we're pretty close to the top of the hour, so we won't have time for too much more. Joe, read the first sentence of your one topic.
Now, this is a religious discussion we might have here.
Oh,
but
no,
it's
you're not
about,
supposed to talk about religion.
It's not about calling in to tell us what the Bible says. It's not about who's going to hell and who isn't. This is about, the argument is about whether or not you have the right to practice your faith if it involves something that's detrimental to another group. Thousands of clergy in North America devoted their sermons on Sunday to affirming biblical sexual morality in response to a new Canadian law some warn could effectively criminalize such teachings. An initiative begun by the Liberty Coalition Canada and promulgated in the United States by Pastor John MacArthur of Los Angeles secured the support of more than 4,000 Christian pastors who publicly expressed their willingness to protest from the pulpit regarding Bill C-4. The controversial legislation, which went into effect January 8th after being fast-tracked through the Canadian Parliament in December without extensive debate, describes as a myth the belief that heterosexual and cisgender identity are preferable. Counseling that does not align with such a worldview now carries in Canada a potential 5-year jail sentence. Critics claim the language of the bill is overly broad and could encompass private conversations. Several pastors, including some who have recently been imprisoned in Canada for keeping their churches open in defiance of government health orders, explained to Fox News that they believe the scope of the new law could open the door to religious persecution.
Leading the protest against the bill in the United States is Pastor John MacArthur, whose Grace Community Church in Los Angeles won an $800,000 settlement in September after tussling with state and county authorities for continuing to congregate in defiance of the government. MacArthur told Fox News he believes widespread sexual immorality is evidence of divine judgment on a culture and predicted increased efforts to silence those who speak out against it. Ultimately, the dissenters, the ones who will not cave in, are going to be those who are faithful to the Bible, he says, and that's what is already to the laws being promulgated.
Faithful to the Bible in their view.
Their view, right.
All right. Well, that's the first sentence of that article.
Long first sentence, but we have time to kill.
Right. Thank you. All right. We got her done, as always. First half hour in the can. The trash can, I mean. Not the other can. You're listening to News Radio 1070, WKOK Sunbury. WKOK News time. It is now 9 a.m. for CBS News, then local news, then open phone.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. Joe McGranahan, super volcano monitor for the Pennsylvania Department of Emergency Management. So they had a busy weekend. You just never know when one of those Hawaiian babies is going to cause a chain reaction here in Pennsylvania. So he was monitoring that. Of course, Pima was busy over the weekend taking good care of roads and information and things like that. I mean, really anticipating a bigger storm than this turned out to be. But, it's still a nuisance out there. And temperatures are above freezing, but there's still slippery spots out there, even some black ice. Did you find any slippery spots when you came up the hill?
Surprisingly,
today?
Just one on County Line Road leading from Line Road up to the station.
It okay, it's just that one short chute there. That's the north side of that face.
I will say that Monroe Township does an outstanding job of maintaining the roads.
Right, and they're sending in two more trucks over here now, thanks to your comment.
That, right?
All right, On the Mark, sponsor by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. We've kind of got two discussions going today, one related to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. One of our good listeners says it's 100% insurrection because now we know about the sedition charges filed against some individuals, the Oath Keepers. Another listener says, look, just because you call it an insurrection doesn't mean that's really what it was. I think that's where most folks would probably go, that it wasn't a true insurrection. But in any event, it certainly was a violent, uncalled for, and trespassful attack on the U.S. Capitol. So we certainly frowned upon.
T-R-E-S.
Trespass. Trespass. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this will be the third time's the charm. Actually, my lovely bride has determined that it takes 19 times for her to tell me something until I do
I'm
it.
I'm going to bring a truss in here, and I'm going to pass it to you the next time.
Well, so it's trespass. Thank you. Okay, Roger Sr. He used to give me all my good corrections, so I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, we aim for perfection, so we'll take all comers who wish
we
to...
We fail miserably, however
correct.
We aim.
Well, I don't know. I'm improving. At least I'm not saying harassment anymore. So
what are you saying? Harassment?
Harassment, yeah.
Good for you.
The correct way. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. You got to include the keyword OTM. So we'd love to have a text from you today sent to us via that platform. Feel free to do so. Let's look at the weather briefly here. AccuWeather promised about 4 to 6 inches, and we probably did get that much snow and then rain and sleet on top of that. So it makes for about a 3-inch wet snowpack out there. Plows are out there, but temperatures were well below freezing most of the weekend. So anything that was cold over the weekend, even though air temperatures might have gone up, you could still find lots of frozen spots out there. There was some washboarding on major roads overnight, and a lot of this pushback hadn't taken place. PennDOT, local, municipal, borough, city, township crews are all out there doing their thing. things. So you should expect them to get ahead of this before too long here. Very responsive to salt and anti-skid, but again, you can find icy spots out there. Speeds were reduced on interstates. They're back to normal. I-80 and 180 are now back up to normal speeds. There were crashes overnight on Interstate 80 and Route 180 and 11 and 15 in Port Treverton. Those are all 100% clear now. We do have a few announcements at Winternet. You can check those out. Unfortunately, there was a traffic fatality this morning on Route 890 near Plum Creek Road. That's in Rockefeller Township, Northumberland County. The road was blocked. It appears to be open now on Google Traffic, so we'll keep you up to date on that. State police, the coroner, first responders, volunteer firefighters, and rescue crews summoned there. One person thrown from that wreck by first account. So we'll keep you posted about that. Well, Joe suggested last week that we invite Congressman Dan Muser on the show. So guess who was here Friday?
You got to face the truth. 85% of those that are in the hospital, that are hospitalized, have not been vaccinated. And they're nearing a 20% fatality rate for those who are hospitalized.
And that's the fully vaccinated and boosted. And over his case of COVID-19 from several months ago, U.S. Congressman Dan Muser called the show on Friday and talked to us about the Capitol attack and the coronavirus. And he's anti-mandate, so he was commenting on President Biden's vaccine mandate for companies with more than 100 workers that was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. President Biden was in town. If your town is Philadelphia, yesterday he and the First Lady Jill Biden were at a food bank yesterday as part of a day of service for the Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The couple traveled about a half hour from their Wilmington, Delaware residence to Philabundance, a hunger relief organization in Philadelphia that serves about 140,000 people per week in the Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey area before heading to the warehouse floor where conveyor belts carried cardboard boxes full of donated food. Biden says the child tax credit needed to be renewed. Let's see. It's a traditional day of service for the Martin Luther King holiday. Jennifer Wakeman led a news conference on Friday talking about economic development and high-speed internet in our area.
We're on the cusp of something truly amazing in a lot of different respects, between broadband internet, new companies coming into the region, current companies growing and expanding, revitalization of our towns. It feels unprecedented. It's been busier in the last 2 years than it has been in the last probably 10.
U.S. Congressman Fred Keller and U.S. Congressman Dan Muser both on hand for that announcement of some high-speed wireless internet that is now present in our area. And finally, here's an article from Penn Live. A straw poll of Republican leaders from across central Pennsylvania Saturday turned out to be good news for two Philadelphia area candidates in the race to succeed retiring U.S. Senator Pat Toomey. Jeff Bartos, the real estate developer who won the party's nomination for lieutenant governor in 2018, won the Republican State Committee Central Caucus straw poll with 49 votes, while conservative activist Kathy Barnett finished a strong second with 30 votes. The only other Senate candidate to break double digits Saturday was David McCormick, the Connecticut man, a former hedge fund executive who's coming back to Pennsylvania to run for U.S. Senate. He drew 15.
Is he a carpetbagger?
Well, at least he's grew up in Pennsylvania. I don't know. I guess that's in the eye of the beholder, right? So carpetbag is a derogatory term. So, you know, I think that's, you could have that discussion. It doesn't really matter to me. I won't be voting for him.
How did the MAGA conservative do, that lady? Forget her name.
Oh, well, listen up.
Okay.
Cumberland County native and former U.S. ambassador to Denmark, Carter the Sands, drew 8 votes. And three other candidates, George Boketo, Dr. Mamet Oz, and Martin Rosenfeld, drew 1 vote apiece. So here these Republicans are rejecting at least one of the carpetbaggers, alleged. The Central Caucus, which heard from the Republican candidates for Pennsylvania's open seat for governor and lieutenant governor's race, marked a significant benchmark in the race because it was the first time a group of likely primary voters had a chance to hear from a full set of Senate candidates. And the audience was made up of county party chairs and other Republican activists. Also, it's the
largest, you say?
Republican activists.
Okay.
Party hacks. Well, yeah, I guess you can use that if, I don't know, hack's a derogatory term,
I
too.
Know. I don't mean it that way.
I used to call...
Stalwarts, party stalwarts.
I used to call one of our friends a hack, and he rejected that and said, that, don't call me that. Anyway, also, it's the largest of the Republican State Committee's five regional caucuses in terms of the Republican electorate. The 24th, well, anyway, so on and so on. But, yeah, so Jeff Bartos was some sort of a lead in these caucuses. It would be interesting if that kind of translates, because that will dispense with a lot of people before we'll get to the primary.
I think Dr. Oz is the perfect candidate.
Name
recognition. Mm-hmm. A good reputation.
He's making up a wide range of conservative ideals. Plus, he wants to reignite our divine spark. So
saw anybody whose divine spark needed reigniting,
it's mine. Okay, thank you. I guess I opened the door to that. But I don't know.
He only had that in one commercial. I haven't heard it in his more recent.
No, he's three ads now. But his ads are just using conservative buzzwords. You know, like saying that Joe Biden's reckless spending is ruining the nation, which
it is.
You could argue that Joe Biden has been participating in Washington's bipartisan reckless spending.
You could say that.
It's not just Joe Biden. I mean, it's everybody inside the Beltway. Joe Biden certainly could veto all that disgusting spending
if he
wanted
to. Well, and there was another poll that said this week that if he managed to pass his Build Back Better bill, that the American people would even think less of him because they realize that that's going to fuel inflation even more.
Mm. Okay, well, yeah.
And the one that really cracked me up, the Raging Cajun was on TV this morning talking about how the Democrats should be talking about how people have full bellies and a warm house, which is about as insensitive a comment as I can ever remember, because inflation has driven the price of food up horrendously and the cost of heating your home has gone up through the roof.
Joe, you know, we can put a chicken in every pot and a new vehicle in every driveway, but if you are paying, what's bacon cost now?
About $10 a pound.
If you're paying $10 a pound for bacon, you ain't getting elected dog catcher. I mean, I understand, you know, the southern border and immigration and all of these really important big issues, you know, trying to get to the bottom of January 6th and anything else, and all that's very important. Those are big national issues. But I'm sorry, you and I vote in the grocery aisle.
Oh, yeah.
I've just purchased, doesn't matter what it was, a product that normally you'd pay $8 or $9 for two of them. It was $17 for both over the weekend. I'm like, what happened here? So, yeah, honest to Pete, if this continues on through the primary and up until, what is it, November 4th, or whatever day it is, you can kiss anything that has to do with Joe Biden goodbye, and then in 2024, he'll be long gone.
I don't know how beer's doing, but I can tell you soft drinks are expensive.
Okay.
Very expensive these days. Trying to find a deal on soft drinks is almost
impossible.
And
you won't switch to Pepsi, right?
I won't switch away from Pepsi.
You won't switch away. Okay. So even if a Coke's on sale, you won't buy that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. We used to...
Just a switch. Summation of that story that we started at the top of the hour. I didn't get to the nub of it. The nub of it is the issue of conversion therapy. Many in the Christian faith believe that they need to pray for people who have different lifestyles and that that is the way to solve their problems. Canada, on the other hand, doesn't feel this is worthwhile. They describe in the bill, the definition set out in the bill reads as follows, and it's conversion therapy, a practice, treatment, or service designed to change a person's sexual orientation to heterosexual, to change a person's gender identity or gender expression to cisgender, or to repress or reduce non-heterosexual attraction or sexual behavior or non-cisgender gender expression. Are they trying to legislate morality?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm anti-mandate. I'm starting to adopt that policy. I understand that gender conversion therapy may be a false science under the laws of psychology and so on, but that's a pretty broad definition.
Well, let's say it is. But if I choose to pray for somebody...
Right, there you go.
Like that.
That's, you can't have mandates related to what you pray for. If you wish to gather in a circle and pray that somebody's sexuality be converted...
Now, if I am a person who espouses homosexuality or one of those things, and I'm worried about it, and I choose to go to a place where they're going to pray for me for my conversion.
Or your parents send you.
As long as I'm not forced to go, if I go of my own volition, why should that be illegal?
Well, especially if it's a prayer or meditation, if it's not a hands-on science. I think like psychological groups say this idea of converting people is a false science and shouldn't be practiced. You know, I'll let them practice and license and regulate their science without me delving into it. But a national mandate against praying for conversion? Well, shoot.
It seems ridiculous to me.
That's like half the prayers that are offered up for some parents is that their kids grow up a certain way. And so, you know, that might not be regulatable.
Well, I just think it's rather unusual for a government to come up with such a draconian response to a problem that doesn't appear to be
maybe
that
large.
Maybe
they didn't think it would get a lot of debate. Or well, maybe the Fox News version is one-sided and is omitting some key
facts.
Well,
I'm not reading the Fox News version there. I'm reading a Canadian version.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Fox News Canada. I'm speculating.
Hey, Fox News Canada, you hoser.
Hey.
Hey.
Lance, you're on the mark.
Hey, hi there. When are you going to admit that it's really just a mental disorder?
What's a mental disorder? Being conservative?
Oh, you know what I mean. Anyway,
no, we don't know what you mean.
I don't. What's a mental disorder? Being gay or transgender or?
No, what they're doing in Canada.
Oh, that's a mental disorder. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I had the privilege of listening to a talk by Kathy Barnett, and she really has a presence. I can see how she's right up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't heard of her. She hasn't contacted us yet. Some of these other folks have. Bartos has been on Sunrise, so he's already made his presence known up here.
Yeah, really should. She's really good when it comes to abortion, let's say, because if Planned Parenthood talked to her mom, she wouldn't be there. Her mother was 11 when she became pregnant, and family all gathered around and got her through, and she's got several degrees and is really quite successful.
Well, I think Planned Parenthood does exactly what those group of family did for her, is they gave her great advice, stand with her, support her. Now, of course, in many cases, they would help you to find somebody who could do an abortion also. But, of course, if she had been the access to Planned Parenthood prior to when she was 10, she might not be in that situation.
Well, maybe so, but anyway, whatever happened is a real blessing to humankind, as far as I can tell, with that lady. So, there. And with that Planned Parenthood, you know, realize what the ratio of adoption to abortion is in the Planned Parenthood? It's 140-1. Yeah, it really is. Well, anyway, now we've switched to the Texas terrorist. On the radio this morning on CBS, when they talked about it, they said that this terrorist had asked, not demanded, asked that that lady be freed. Like he's there, you know, with a weapon threatening to kill, and say, well, would you please, I don't know if he said please or not, you know, release this particular political prisoner as far as he was concerned. Yeah. So it's just kind of a different attitude, right?
Well, so what's the difference if you do it with a gun in your hand, whether you say please or don't say please? The implied threat is there, isn't
it? Polite terrorist.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, asked. I mean, when I think of somebody asking you, probably if people are threatening what's going to happen if you don't do what we want you to do.
I say please and thank you all the time.
Yeah, well, so
with a gun in your hand? I know you pack.
I have said please with a gun in my hand. Yes, I'm sure. I hunt, and if I need another,
please, Mr. Deer, come over here.
Bottle of water from the somebody to bring me a bottle of water while I'm out hunting. I say I have a gun in my hand. Would
please
you please bring
me some
water?
Right.
Well, also there when Tom was talking about all that money spent on the guns, why? If you customize 10 AR-15s, you got just about that in it. And if you're thinking about putting any kind of ammo in there, at the current rate, it's about 75 cents a round. So that's, you know, another $7,500. Well, yeah, that's just about right. I don't quite understand it. That was a a huge red flag for any kind of a gun shop.
Has the ammo shortage eased or prices eased at all?
A little bit. Starting to see it. But when you remember...
Sure, now that the deer season's over.
No, I mean, you think about the 223s that are commonly used in ARs. Why, just during the Trump times, you had it shipped to you for a little less than $300 or 1,000 rounds. And now if you can get it for $750, why, you're doing about average.
Okay. Those are the kind of things that generally the prices do not go back down, has been my experience related to guns and ammo. Although AR-15 type styles, they went down again.
Boy, what a fascinating discussion. The price of ammunition. I'm enthralled.
And AR-15 type, sort of the black rifle, semi-automatic things. They're back down. They were down. I don't know what they are now, but you could get one for maybe less than that, but I was familiar with some that were six-ish or so, and they used to be above 1,000.
Well, I don't know. Anyway. I just put one together for 25. It's custom, and it's got a different caliber. I'm talking when you outfit it with a super sight and all that other good stuff.
Okay.
Maybe night vision.
All right, we got you, Lance. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, the kind of stuff he was talking about. Night vision and all that.
Yep.
Get that easy. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're late taking a break, but we're going to hit the button now. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. We got one call coming in, but we'll take more takers. 1-800-795-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 1-800-795-9565. We have a good caller waiting. Good morning, Cindy. You're on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. And before I take on my topic, I have to say something I have forgotten to say now for several weeks. I want to thank all the people in the region who put the time and effort in to put light displays and holiday displays outside their house. They looked wonderful this year, and I really enjoy seeing them, and I thank you all for doing it. Okay, so now I finally remembered. Now, when I was looking into or watching the news about this attack at the synagogue, I saw that this British citizen had a criminal record. And this begged a question for me. What are they doing in my country if they have a criminal record? And it turns out you can get here. You can come here. Now, you don't have to sneak across the southern border or in from Canada. You can legally come here. Now, we don't have a visa from England. We have a much more liberal movement between ourselves and the United Kingdom. And you get in a form, and you fill out this form, and you say on it, have you ever been convicted of a serious crime? So first they've decided that a whole swath of crimes that are criminal in nature, for which you paid some social cost, are okay to still come to this country. Well, I disagree. I don't want criminals coming into this country. And if the simplest thing is, from my point of view, we should simply deny them admission to this country. I can't understand what the value... Letting people come to our country should be a value to us. What is the value to us of allowing criminals, I don't care from where, to come to our country.
But don't you think that the crime for which they were convicted would have some part in that? For example, under your definition, we wouldn't have let Nelson Mandela in because under the laws of South Africa, he was a criminal.
What was his crime specifically?
Trying to stop apartheid.
Okay.
He was arrested under their laws.
Well, we could carve out political crimes.
Well, that's what I'm asking, you know, Cindy.
Well, some political crimes, because wouldn't you call the people who are up in arms about January 6th, wasn't that a political crime?
Yep.
And would we want those people to be admitted to our country, liberally admitted to our country? I think we need to rethink this. I looked over some of the information about this before I got on the phone. I like to make some small effort to be informed on a subject. And it said, well, you could have committed certain crimes, for example, assault, just so it wasn't too bad of an assault. Well, so I don't care who. I don't care if George Washington or Elizabeth the Queen, Regina. I don't care who you are. If you've assaulted another person, I don't want you in my country.
If you've assaulted someone ever at all, period?
But we don't deport people.
Yeah, why?
We don't,
what value? Help me with this now. If you come to my country, there should be some value to me. What value does that give to me,
well, then,
allowing criminals into this country? What value?
Conversely, should we deport people who are guilty of assault?
If they're not American citizens, yes, absolutely.
Okay. What if?
And that troubles me about some of this immigration stuff, because they want to allow people who have committed assaults against their spouses and against their children to remain in this country. They came here illegally, and while they were here illegally, they beat up their spouse, they beat on their children. That's what brought them to the attention of the
authorities,
thank you. No, with unceremoniously, they should be shipped right back to where they came from. It's their problem, not mine. I don't, you know, just like when Biden said, I found this ridiculous, that people who commit drunk driving shouldn't be deported from this country. Well, that person represents a real danger to the citizens of this country. I'm still dead whether I'm run over by a drunk that is a U.S. citizen or an illegal alien or a legal visitor, ESTA legal visitor. Why would I amplify the problem by allowing those people here? It's a mystery to me. Now, I understand it's dollars, because the travel people want the money from these folks.
Yeah, the tourists bring in a lot of money.
And so they want us to have liberal laws that allow, and regulations that allow criminals to come to this country because they spend money here.
Well, maybe there'll be a...
Well, how they get the money, though, that's the question, if they stole it.
Will this lead to some reform of visa laws? I'm wondering if, you know, the conversation that we're having right now will lead our U.S. lawmakers to change this. Doesn't seem like it would be a Democratic or Republican issue. Maybe they could get it done. I mean, anybody could argue that no criminal should be allowed in the U.S., no matter what they did at all whatsoever. And on the same token, you can say that the money that they bring here is the big attractant.
If under the laws,
but Arlen Specter, in the debate for his bill that he proposed, 10 years ago or more now, when he was one of the five senators, he objected when people stood up and said that people who molested children should not be allowed to remain, when they wanted to provide amnesty. He objected to that. He wanted to defend those people. He wanted to allow them to remain here. So, Mark, I disagree. There are apparently people in Washington, D.C., who have no problem allowing any number of criminals guilty of almost any crime you can imagine
but
to remain in this country.
Cindy, let's take, for example, the assault that you said you wouldn't let that person here in this country. What if the person has paid their debt to society in the country where they came from?
It was a bar fight when they were 20, and now they're 40.
Should they forever be banned from coming here because they have a criminal record?
Yes.
Even if they paid their debt to society and lived a clean life?
That is their behavior in their country and their system, and I understand. And in fact, Joe, you'll be interested to hear that the U.S. law right now says that. If you were convicted of certain crimes in your country, we have no—I forget they had a fancy word for it—but they don't forgive you for that now, and now you're back to being regular. They will not admit you to the U.S. But it's only on the highest kinds of crimes that they've applied this.
Mm-hmm. Simple assault might not be it.
I'm not. I don't understand. See, Joe, you danced right over my question. If I let you into this country, right, you should deliver some value to me.
Oh, I'm not going to argue that.
What is the value of allowing criminals into our country? What is the value to the U.S. citizen?
I would submit to you there's very little value, and I submit to you there's very little value in allowing people to come willy-nilly across the southern border.
but
we don't seem to be doing anything
completely.
About it.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I agree completely. I believe that it's criminal negligence. You know, if a nurse or a doctor behaved the way the federal government behaves, we'd lose our license, we'd be in jail, we'd be sued into the ground. But the federal government can totally neglect its responsibility, can look the other way, can actually undermine what it's supposed to be doing, and there is no accountability. Now, I know, Joe, go ahead and tell me. Oh, they'll be accountable at the ballot box. Apparently not.
Look at
apparently not. Now, we could have accountability at the ballot box, and I support this idea. You know, in England,
we have to go. So we don't have time for another illustration.
But thank you anyway.
Thank you for another minute. Cindy. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We'll be right back. May 17th is the primary election in Pennsylvania, and November 8th is the general election. They're both on Tuesdays.
That usually is the case.
Is that in the state constitution?
Well, no. Let's have all early voting and all those other good things. Drop boxes.
Bob, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. I agree. I was just calling today about Martin Luther King Day, remembering the words of Martin Luther King Jr. You know, we need to keep freedom free. We need to progress in gaining rightful peace. We need to make this day when all of God's children will be able to sing a new meaning, my country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. We all know that. But besides that, first of all, I should have said happy birthday, Betty White. She raised, or people gave $900,000 towards animals in kennels or whatever, that veterinarian care. And I agree, everyone should do that. And I also want to say I was so happy to see Fred Keller and David Rowe both lost on their down thumbs on the recent issues of the week in the paper.
That doesn't mean they got down.
That just means the way they voted no
on something.
Yeah, and they lost because the bill was voted.
The bill passed. They voted no on
the
things
bill
that
passed,
passed.
So they lost.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Fred Keller's used
to
that. Yeah, that's Fred.
And we also came very close to losing our country when the insurrection happened back in January.
I don't think so.
I would like to remind everyone, when it comes to be voting time, these are the people that wanted to go with Donald Trump and agreed that this was a rigged election. Mike Kelly, John Joyce, Scott Perry, Dan Mooser, Glenn Thompson, Fred Keller, Lloyd Smuckner, and Guy Heller, however you say that. But anyway, my reason for calling today was to remember Martin Luther King.
Yeah, there we go.
His dream was, we all have a dream. We can make the dream come true if we make it happen.
Oh, well, that is very true.
I want to have that laminated for my wallet.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate that. Yeah, you can put that on a bracelet, baby.
Yep.
All right, Cindy is next. Go right ahead, Cindy. You're on the mark.
1 minute.
One minute. In England, when they're not happy with the administration, do they have to wait 4 years to get rid of them? No. They can have a no-confidence vote and fire them. And that's what we need on the national level. We need no-confidence votes.
Oh, my God.
So that we can replace the administration when they're that far off. I mean, he's underwater. President Biden's underwater on so many issues. I don't think he'd survive a no-confidence vote.
I don't think he's going to have to resign, put Kamala in there, and let her give it a shot. All right, thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you. Yeah, no confidence in the U.S.
To be careful of what you wish for.
Okay, Joe, presidential historian, no-confidence votes. Of course, President Biden is one of the most unpopular presidents ever at the moment. Who else would have never made it to their first election?
Well, look at the people who lost their first terms.
Okay.
The presidents who lost their first term. Start with Andrew Johnson. He lost his first term.
Gerald Ford.
But then there's also redemption. Grover Cleveland lost after his first term, took 4 years off, and came back and won.
Okay.
So they realized that maybe they had a good guy
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Could he have lost a no-confidence vote if we had them in the...
Jimmy Carter would have lost one.
All right. Dick, thank you for waiting while I chit-chatted history with Mr. Joe. You're on the mark.
Well, this is more on political ed. This is for Dr. Oz, because, you know, if one of his odds he runs, he says about Biden since term in office shuttering Pennsylvania factories. So anyhow, I was sitting here looking, I just looked until August of 2020 or 21, the year that Biden's first year in office, the 10 largest only totaled about 4,000. That's about 400. And I'm sure they created more than 4,000 jobs, too, in that amount of time. So when you hear somebody say shuttering Pennsylvania factories, what do you think? Everybody's, oh, my God, that's just terrible. So I looked it up, and, you know, the top 10 totaled about 4,000.
What Dr. Oz is
adds, and this is done by the state. I mean, they have to report this, because anytime more than 50 people are laid off, they have to do this.
But Dr. Oz's ads are just a bunch of...
I guess my point is, it's not,
or not
as bad as
either
it is. Anybody losing a job, it's not as bad as that ad that comes across. Shuttering Pennsylvania factories, when you hear that.
And now listen, Dr. Oz's ads are just a bunch of Republican buzzwords rekindling our divine spark. I still don't know what that is, but in any event, you know, this idea that President Biden is responsible for irresponsible spending now, when it's obviously bipartisan creating the spending in Washington. And all the other statements, they're either bipartisan issues or they're leftover Trump issues. And plus, he's just going to be a senator. He's not running for president.
Picking on him, I've heard some pretty wild claims
from
other candidates.
Just, because our caller mentioned Dr.
Oz. The only reason I mentioned Dr. Oz is because he's the only one I hear every 10 minutes on your station.
Well, there's the new one.
All day long on TV, I hear Dr. Oz, he's running, he must be spending millions and millions of dollars to get elected. But I guess my point being is, a person can say literally anything, and most people don't even pay much attention to it if they don't listen to it. But this kind of bothered me when I hear all these shuttering Pennsylvania factories. And as bad as losing one job is, it's not the first year that anybody ever closed a factory in the history of the United States.
Right.
Whether
okay.
it be Biden, Trump, Bush, or anybody. That's my whole point.
Yep, I got
you. And the
other
thing is, I'm sure that there's places open up that created more than that many jobs.
Yep, you're smart to detect that. Wise discernment.
Keep
Thank
listening.
You so much.
You're going to hear the MAGA lady. She's got some pretty wild ideas, too.
Which MAGA lady is that?
It's coming up. It's in the next
name?
Break, so you're going to find
the next,
Carla Sands.
Carla Sands. She's spending a fair amount of money, too.
Well, I guess as long as they're paying for the advertising, they can say anything they want. And the only thing good about this whole thing is it's not 24 hours a day about getting some supplemental Social Security thing by Joe Namath and all those other people. That's what's helped you for a while.
I'm glad somebody else is as tired of Joe Namath as I am. And it's free.
It's free. Everything's free. Goodbye.
Everything's free,
Thank
right?
you. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Standby Van. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Van is on the line. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. What we are witnessing in this country is the systematic destruction of America. You know, everyone wonders why open borders are allowed to persist. Well, it's because the globalist cabal, if you believe it or not, they are allowing it to take place so this country can be destroyed. We are witnessing the economic destruction of this country as the Republican senators and congressmen sit in their hands and do nothing to push back against this leftist agenda that's destroying our country. And we're seeing cities like New York deciding they're not going to enforce laws any longer. And we see smash and grab taking place, stores being looted, businesses being destroyed by a bunch of hoodlums. Nothing's done against them. And then the propagandists that, you know, put themselves off as they're actually reporting news, and all they are is just propagandists, just getting out the narrative for people to swallow at hook, line, and sinker. And we're seeing the new mantra now is, you know, the biggest threat in this country, according to the new mantra, is these domestic terrorists that are so bad, these right-wing extremist groups. And I have yet to see right-wing extremist groups destroying things like we've seen in our cities across this country for the last several years.
Except the Oath Keepers, of course.
Huh?
Except the Oath Keepers. They were just charged with sedition. They were among the most violent leaders and most organized.
What was burning down in D.C. compared to these other cities? You know, they can charge people, and they're going to. They're going to take down good people that have no criminal record whatsoever. They're going to lock them away for the rest of their life, because they are coming fast and hard against anyone in this country that has any Christian values and stands up for the Second Amendment and free speech. Free speech we're seeing being taken away because you got social media that is part of the globalist cabal, that they'll shut you down, remove you from social media, just like at Dr. Malone, it was removed. They had so many millions of followers on Twitter just taken down because he didn't follow the narrative. And here's something for you to think about. This was a column in the USA Today back on the 13th of this month. There's a column that was entitled, California Should Abolish Parenthood in the Name of Equity. And it says, if California is ever going to achieve true equity, the state must require parents to give away their children. And if you're aware of it or not, there's clubs now that are opened in schools that are satanic clubs, after-school clubs, that are under the guise of freedom of religion. And we have seen things in this country totally turn upside down. And what we're getting ready to take place in this world, there's going to be the Antichrist is coming. Now, you guys don't like to hear about that. Apparently, you don't believe the Bible. But you're seeing it happen right before your eyes. Are you using the vaccine mandate, which is still being pushed through our healthcare system? And they're going to use that to take our hospitals and make them so, you know, understaffed that they can't operate properly. There's stores now that are understaffed because the youth growing up don't have a good work ethic, and the stores are being shut down. You'll see signs, well, we're closing at 5 o'clock tonight, or some of them don't even open up because they don't have enough staff to keep their businesses open.
Can we go back to something you said earlier? I'm not familiar with it. You said that there's a proposal in California to take away the children of parents?
Yeah, no, they're not working out.
USA Today from January 13th of this month.
An opinion column, right?
Oh, an opinion column. Well, what is
Joe Matthews? It's a column, and they want equity. They call it equity in California. They want no more parental rights, and that's where the state's headed. They want to take the children, and they're doing it already. If you guys are aware of this or not, in the public school system, if there's a kid that's pregnant and she wants to get an abortion, a teacher can take that child, get them an appointment at an abortion clinic, and have them get an abortion and never let the parents know about that. And you tell me that's right.
And is that in California, too?
That's here in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania?
Friend.
Really?
Yes, really. Really, isn't that a shocker? Now, this country is headed down the tubes. And it's, you know, yeah, I know you guys, I bring stuff up, I never heard of that. Well, you know Dan Crenshaw? Dan Crenshaw is a globalist. He was in Klaus Schwab's school, and Klaus Schwab, and I know you guys never check it out. Great Reset, now you blow it off like it's nothing, but you better check it out, because that's why we're seeing things happen in this world like we're seeing. That's why Australia's in the mess it is. That's why Canada's in the mess it is. Canada now is proposing legislation. If you dare say that there's only two genders, they can lock you up for 5 years in jail. And you say, oh, I don't believe that. That's crazy. Well, look what we're seeing happen.
Well, that's what we talked about.
We just discussed that law at the beginning of the program, but we didn't get any takers on it.
You weren't listening, or you'd have called right away.
Yeah, you'd have been in. But we did talk about that.
Well, we'll bring it up again tomorrow. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
That's Bill C-4.
Using the pulpit for moral arguments.
Right.
Or no, church morality, never mind, which is, of course, 100% appropriate place for it.
That's the thing. In this country, we're supposed to have free speech, but we don't. We're seeing social media, people blackballed, pulled down off of social media.
Yeah, but those are private companies. That's not the government. We have free speech in government, not in private venues.
Here's the thing. Our government is allowing that to take place. We have free speech, but they're allowing through the business to decide, well, hey, you can't do this. We can shut you off. You can't say that on our platform.
So you think at any business, anytime, anybody should be able to say anything they want, anytime. So you should be able to go into the giant and set up a table and say, you know, here's my faith. I want you guys to join this.
Argument. You know what straw man arguments are, don't you? It's like ad hominem attacks. You can attack me, but you can set up some straw man argument. It doesn't hold water. The fact of the matter is, this country, we have freedom of speech. We have freedom to have guns. And we're seeing this whole country being undermined. The Constitution is being undermined. We're seeing decisions made by so-called lawmakers that are undermining our freedoms in this country. And they say, well, it's under the guise of, hey, it's a private business. Well, it's a global business. And the whole thing, you hear so much globalism, our global community. That's where this world's headed. It's headed for a one-world dictator. And you may live long enough to see that, and you will submit to that, and you will have no freedom at all.
All right,
man. While you were talking, I was just looking up Klaus Schwab in the...
What'd you find? Thank you, Van. Thank you so much.
He's rather benign in terms of what his goal is. I mean, he's...
Well, he's a globalist. He's going to take over.
Well, he
he's
is a globalist. No
guns.
Argument
he's
about that.
He's going to be the one-world dictator.
He's trying to form hubs of young people between 20 and 30. And I think there are 444 of these hubs so far. Young people who want to really contribute to society and want to do things. Activists, I guess you would call them. If they have some nefarious purpose, Wikipedia hasn't printed it. So
it's funny how when private businesses wanted to carve out abortion mandates from their insurance, those companies, Hobby Lobby and Conestoga, had a meltdown and fought it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court because they wanted the government to tell them what they should do. But when Facebook says, okay, we're going to stop disinformation or political views or whatever, they're like, no, the government should get in.
No, but stop and think a minute. You're talking about black and white versus subjective.
Okay.
A law is black and white. If it says, you can't do this, and
right.
I don't believe that. I believe I should be allowed to do it. I only have one option, change the law.
But it'll be black and white that the government should force Facebook to allow any speech
it
wants.
But when Facebook makes the determination, and apparently there's no rhyme or reason
so
to
what?
It.
It's their choice.
Other
it's
than
their
conservative,
business.
They don't like conservative thought. They want to stop that. They don't want to allow any conservative to express an opinion. I understand they took down, I think it was Pete Hegseth, who's one of the Fox and Friends weekend hosts. Mm-hmm. They took down his Facebook account because he said he didn't think the masks were effective against the spread of COVID.
Oh, they didn't kill his account, probably. They probably
they
just killed
they suspended
that host.
Suspended him
well,
for
Well, then he's a repeat
week.
Offender.
No, it was his first offense.
Oh, yeah. Listen to you.
He has a week off.
Right. We've got to get government in the minds of people in
free
private
free speech
business.
Is free speech.
We what need happened? More government control.
Hello?
I think we've been cut off.
I think we have been cut off.
I'd say this is WKOK, but nobody's going to hear it.